USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will tour the damage left behind by Boulder County's Marshall Fire during a visit to Colorado on Friday. Last week, powerful winds fueled the wildfire in Superior and Louisville, destroying nearly 1,000 structures and leaving hundreds without homes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More Americans are getting their coronavirus booster shot, but there are no plans to change the definition of fully vaccinated.
Individuals are considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 if they've received their primary series.
That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her agency says more than 206 million people are considered fully vaccinated. More than 71 million have gotten a booster shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will attend the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid's funeral in Las Vegas this Saturday. Former President Obama is expected to deliver and attend the eulogy. Reid was Nevada's longest-serving U.S. senator and was Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2015. He died at the age of 82 on December 28th. With a little bit more on the coronavirus pandemic, the explosive increase in cases in the United States may not be cause for alarm.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The current 7-day daily average of cases is about 491,700 cases per day, an increase of about 98%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky during a White House COVID-19 press conference on Wednesday. Walensky making another big pitch for booster shots. This as people vaccinated and with booster shots are testing positive for coronavirus as well. Since many cases of COVID and now the flu aren't reported back to health officials, Houston, Texas has a messy answer.
Houston's wastewater has been tracking the spread of COVID in the city, and Dr. Lauren Hopkins says now the Houston Health Department is looking for the flu virus in wastewater, too, specifically tracking nursing homes, shelters, and schools.
You know, flu is dangerous for everybody, but it's highly, highly dangerous for children.
They're starting to see an uptick of flu in samples detecting the virus at two schools in December. Students have been out of school, so the most recent samples were from before winter break.
If we do see flu in the wastewater, we have a strike team that notifies the school. The nurse manager will know that there is flu, as we do every week with COVID.
And because the Houston Health Department is one of the first in the country using this technology to track flu in our poo, they'll share the info with the CDC. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.